Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Wargaming Podcast. We're shocking everybody with another episode tonight. So, yes, I'm Tony.
I'm Paul. And you're right, so soon. We must be spoiling you. It must be Masters season. Welcome, everybody. We've got a show planned for you. Hopefully you enjoyed the previous episode with Ed. And as promised, we're back with another show with another Masters competitor.
Somebody else at the proper Masters.
That's it. How's it been, mate? It's been like 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, it was a very interesting 5 minutes, wasn't it?
It was. Editing.
But we got to show a complete lack of knowledge of both software and the English language. Good effort from us.
Very good effort. So, without further ado, here's our interview with...
It's Luke the ever-living Williams. Hiya, Luke.
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Yes, it's great to be interviewing you rather than being crushed once again by you over the last year. We seem to have fallen into a little pattern whereby I set my army up and then you take it off.
Well, I think you're doing yourself a little harshly on the last one against the Warriors we played. I remember that one. And I seem to remember you just failing to kill Colossi with like all the magic in the world. And then he went off and just murdered a lot of stuff. So yeah. No, I think you've had some rough luck, but not going to deny so far it has happened. but yeah, no, it's been good games. I've been enjoying them.
Trading games. So we've prepared a few questions between us. Maybe if we just jump straight into those, because all three of our interviewees will get the same questions. It'll just be interesting to see where everybody goes. So first question is, what army has put you into the Masters?
Oh, 100%. Undying Dynasties for me. I mean, in the last year I played... I think 4 tournaments with them and 1 with demons. I got smashed with demons and I finished top. So we're always in the top 10 with my the 4 UD games, tournaments I played. So yeah, definitely UD for me. I've been enjoying it.
So, I mean, are you hoping to use sort of your standard build then on that basis? Because you do have a kind of a style of UD list, don't you? There's a certain similarities. It does vary. I've noticed between, you know, when I'm sat there studying my dead pile every time, that there's a slightly different combination of things. Like you mentioned last time, it was double Colossus, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it's evolved slowly over the past year. But basically from the last update, I used to run UD... with like standoff, shooting, magic support, they come to me. But they've just slowly hiked the price of the Shabti Archers, who were my favourite. And so I've switched up at the beginning of the year, went quite aggressive, and it's just evolved and bits have changed as they went. Yeah.
I think one of the biggest changes, correct me if I'm wrong, don't you just run the 2 Adepts rather than a Master? Is that one of the biggest changes you've done?
Yeah, at the moment, which is very budget. I mean, honestly, there's with the new magic stuff coming through, and they're getting more expensive for the Masters, I think. Mm. It's going to be even more budget, and it's not really going to affect me too much. But yeah, no, I've found it's enough. The thing is, with the +2 to cast from the attribute, the hereditary from UD, it makes things really tough on 2 or 3, and sometimes 3 dice. It's risky. And so I just decided to go less magic, more, just raise everything and more dice. So I don't need a lot of spells.
I would say it's quite a unique idea, but Tony bucked the trend a good 2-3 years ago, I think, wasn't it, Tony? Doing the 1 Adept, rolling 5 dice, everything?
Yeah, but I didn't win anything, did I? I mean, I was very happy in my little corner, but I remember Tom trying to explain to me over and over again why it was wrong just before he took all my toys off. So for a similar reason... you know, this is what UD's good at. This isn't what you're doing. No.
But that was interesting, the two adepts. It's it's an interesting swing at it, especially as every UD army I've ever fought at, or indeed wrote myself, has always included a master. So it's good to see armies working without a master and working efficiently. So what would you say? Would you normally throw four dice at a spell then and look to be getting the raises off? And
yeah, I mean, and so I've been running Div, did Cosmo recently, but the Div spells, if you want something big that's impactful, you bubble it and you've got a 9-inch bubble. I can hit most of my army with that if the wizard's in the right spot. So it's like suddenly that forward eye spell is huge. And so people like often focus on that, and then you just work around maybe another spell or two, depending. But yeah, one other spell with a raise, and that's... It can, it's done the job so far.
Mm.
Yeah, and just, yeah, I've not been disappointed so far.
So what draws you to the UD army? Is it the way the army plays, or is it the kind of styling of it, the dead Egyptian skeleton horde, or...
It's...
You know, how come you've picked it? Because you do consistently play with it, don't you? And it's... The style of it is distinctly different to the other armies.
It's just tough. I started playing UD back when they were really up the food chain. They were up there, and I picked them up to go and play for New Zealand at ETC, actually. Maybe 3 years ago now? Or two, at least. So I picked them up to do that. It went really well. Then they got hit by the nerf back pretty hard, and one of the things I really struggled to let go of was raising. I'm sure any undead player who's tried to leave undead will tell you pretty much the same, but just raising things so nice. You took my models off. Yeah, I'm gonna put them back now.
Things with UD as well is it's not just a standard zombie you're talking about. A snake knight or something, yeah. A shabti, something with a little bit more punch.
Yeah. All that work you put into doing two wounds to the Colossus. And yeah.
He's back.
Yeah.
And a go.
So would you say that's why, would you say UD are your favourite army?
That's part of it. They are my favourite army, that's for sure. It's partly that, and partly I like, they are tough. Like, in general, they're pretty resilient, they have a real toughness to them while being quite punchy, which some armies lack. So like the elves and they're far more glass cannon. But I like the fact that they are really resilient at times.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I've struggled to put them down since I picked them up 3 odd years ago.
And they are distinctly less popular now, aren't they, than they were 2 years ago?
They certainly are. So. But it's just definitely changed the way I played them. It definitely meant that I've had to play them differently. But still works at the moment, so I'm happy to keep trying.
Do you have any favourite units or units that you think in the UD that are in a really good place at the moment? I mean, sometimes it's just your favourites. It doesn't have to be a logical reason, or it might be that you think something's a little bit broken.
As an example, mine's a Forsaken one. It's not bent, it's not broken. It's just a hell of a lot of fun to play with and create stories. Have you got a similar kind of unit in mind? Or?
Yeah. It is the Colossi. So far, throughout this year, I've always been running two. And those guys, it's just... When they go to town on an infantry unit, it can be ridiculous. It's just like, yep, Thunderstorm, Pearl High on that, 7 attacks, D3 grinds. Like, yeah, I killed 12 of your infantry. Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do it again next turn.
Yeah.
The thing
they are they're such a good unit, especially, I mean, the Sphinx. They're res 8, but it's all about 6s. But
yeah.
Colossus, for most things, it's about rolling 6s to wound anyway. So You're not getting any more benefit, but you're churning out so much more damage.
Yep, my thoughts exactly, and that's why I take the Colossi over them. Yeah, and I would argue that they're not overpowered purely because of the five wounds. It's like everyone asks, everyone's like, all right, how many wounds left on that? It's like, you done three. It's like, got three left, yeah? It's like, nope, two. So that, and often when everything falls apart, it's because a Colossus falls over. So they roll a few sixes and I fail a few armor saves, and suddenly it's like, oh, I thought he was safe and fine, and he's just absolutely died. So it's an interesting piece, but he's so much potential at the same time, so I can see why he's priced the way. I think he's reasonable.
Yeah, a lot of fun to play with as well.
Yeah,
I remember
it's great fun. Yeah.
So do you have any events in mind this particular year that you've enjoyed? Obviously, I can think of one in particular for a very specific reason, but I'll leave you to answer that question.
Yeah, tech was great. Yeah, I mean, like, I've been through this year, I've been just not quite podiuming the entire year, and then in tech I got third, so I was absolutely chuffed with that. And also, another reason I really enjoyed that is because every game, one of us got tabled. Me or my opponent, not a model left. And so, yeah, fortunately for me, it was me still on the table four times. But, yeah, no holding back, absolutely went for it. And, yeah, no, it was great fun. I really enjoyed it. But I loved the board in Brum as well. That was... that's a new venue, I think, or I certainly haven't been there before, which is a nice spot. Yeah, that's where I played you last, Tony, I think.
Yeah. Did we play at Tech? No, we didn't play
at Tech,
did we?
I think. No,
Boarding Brum, was it end of day one or start of day two, wasn't it? So we were
both doing
okay.
Well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, start of day two.
Yeah. It all just went... One of, like you say, but yeah... One of us was going up and one of us was going to go down, and it wasn't going to be an average score, was it? Well, you know, I was going to push it to try to get somewhere, and vice versa for you. So 100%. it was a fun game. And we've played each other quite, you know, a fair number of times, haven't we? So it's quite fun. I normally get up to that kind of middle placement and then catapult people up to the top quarter. I sink down the reactionary wheel. But, yeah. Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it was really good. I did enjoy that one a lot, actually. Born in Brum was good. So I'm glad Masters will be there, actually.
Because I think you've got 352 rankings points this year, haven't you? So that's a placing you fifth.
Yep.
It's gone really well.
Honestly, I saw that and I thought they'd got it wrong. I thought... I didn't realise the online Scottish Championship was the online one. And I was like, they put a score in for that. I didn't go to that. So I thought they must have it wrong. But it's gone really well. What can I say?
Yeah, don't take that away. That's the only reason Kev's in the Masters.
Oh, yeah. What's he ranked?
Yeah, I don't know. He's better than me, though, so I can't. I've had a terrible year. Okay. This isn't about me. It's about
you.
But no, it's, yeah. So, yeah, we've kind of covered what went differently for you this year. So, I mean, have you been to the Masters before?
Yes, I've been once before. Not last year, the year before, I think. It's when the Demon book was brand new, just come out. And I decided to take demons, and that was when it was all exciting because you could run two greater demons before you couldn't. And so I took two greater demons, an entirely shooting imp list with like shooting special, whatever they're called, like everything shot. And it was terrible. it was great. I mean, it was fun, but it just. I don't know if you come up against imp shooting, but it's like your strength five, great. It's also AP zero, and you move it, and it's hitting on sixes.
Yeah, can't hit anything. I'm playing with imps, so they're a lot of fun sometimes when you're shooting against high res stuff because they can wound, but you got to hit first.
Yeah, and suddenly you play KOE, and you're like, Oh, you mean I'm giving you a 5-up ward? Yeah. And you still got 2-up armor? Yeah, it's going to go well.
Yeah, definitely not the best matchup. Isle of Dons rub their hands. Isle of Dons like KOE.
That's true, I did run them as well, Isle of Dons.
Speaking of KOE, are you planning, obviously, with the new book that's dropping, are you thinking of refining your list in any way to play better against anything in particular you think is going to be taken? I.e., are you playing the internal meta of the Masters, or are you just going to run with what you know?
I'll probably run with mostly what I know, although I think the points changes will make me change something, because I'm 5 points off the hero cap at the moment on my current list. So, I mean, even the adepts going up, which I think is pretty widely known at this stage, like, adepts are gonna, magic is going to cost more. So, unless you're running apprentices, I think. So I think I'm going to be over the cap on my current list. So I'm just waiting for it to come out, and then I will be tweaking and seeing what I can do.
There was a leak, yes, or not a leak. There was a video put up, wasn't there, reviewing reviewing UD, and it is a mix. You know, mixed bag. Sums up, sums down. So actually, you might find that you get those points from somewhere else, but you might then find you have to spend them in core or something. Always, yeah. Sod's law kicks in at that point.
So that's out on. I haven't seen the UD one. I saw there was one a little while ago with Dread Elves and Warriors and stuff like that, but I have not seen one with UD.
If you look, check the dashboard. One went out yesterday, and it covers UD, and it also covers some of the changes to Magic Claws as well, and the impact they have. Because, like you were saying, the UD are very sensitive to casting values.
Yep.
So any bonuses there, it could make all the difference. But I suppose you don't want to be switching what you play at the last minute.
Not too much. Well, yeah, I'll have to have a look. I will have to have a look at that. But yeah, yeah. No, I doubt I'll change massively. I don't think this is going to be a spoiler for like anyone either. So I'm not that worried about people knowing.
Yeah.
I think it's obvious at this stage. So, having been
before, it's not as intimidating, and being a ETC player, again, you've got the experience. So you don't, when you were at the Masters last time, you didn't find yourself feeling out of your depth? I mean, you're obviously not, given your place. But.
Last time I did, definitely. And I think that was partly a bit more of the, I definitely took a bit of a joke list, basically. And it was fun, but it was not competitive. I mean, we had no idea what was going to be competitive at the Demon book. Really, it could have been amazing, but it wasn't, and I was happy to take something a bit more jokey this time. I mean, I'm going to do my damnedest to try and come back with a good result, and we shall see what I can do. So yeah,
see, this is something me and Paul were talking about earlier, because you know, we were wondering, how do you think you'll do? Because I mean, you've placed high, you've placed fifth,
yeah,
so you must have played against, you know, you've played against all the other top players this year.
Yeah, I played you a couple of times. I think I played Jake once. I've actually avoided Tanker. But yeah, I played Craig. He was doing some funny stuff with rats at the time. But yeah, I played Mark. Yeah, no, I played a good chunk of the people that'll be there. So yeah, the thing about the list I'm running, and you can see it from the tech results, is it goes big one way or the other. Usually, when I play, it's like I'm going to try and smash them, but if it goes wrong, it might well go very badly wrong. So I don't know.
Double Colossus and Chariots, isn't it? I mean, it's always going to be in or out unless you just sit there and face them.
Yeah,
you know it's gonna be swingy. So
yeah, so it's gonna, yeah, exactly. It is gonna be swingy, and with double adepts, you don't really have much of a choice to sit there and take it either. So I'm gonna try and go for it, and we will see how we do. I reckon I can finish well. I'm definitely aiming for top half, but like I believe I will get top half, but. It's so hard to call, and it's such, they're all good players, they're all great players, so
Well, there's dice involved as well. Let's not forget
exactly.
that. Yeah. Sometimes you can be the better player with a better list and still manage to lose it if something goes terribly wrong.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Anyway, with that, I'd like to thank you for your time. Best of luck. We believe in you.
Thank you.
And yeah, we'll see you at the Masters because we'll be in the Open, probably hungover on day two.
Well, we'll see how well my day one goes. We'll see about that, and then maybe I'll be joining you.
Yeah. I think we'll be able to tell, won't it?
Yeah.
Three big wins, and it'll be a fruit juice before bed at 9:30. The other way, we'll see you down the curry house at midnight.
Sounds good.
Back in the Cobra. So, excellent. Well, look, best of wishes, chap, and thank you for your time.
Cheers, Luke.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. It's me, Lucky Sixes from Proxy Table Gaming.
And me, Maddie P from the Paired Weapons Podcast.
The Masters competition is back. For your chance to win a selection of these prizes, including gaming accessories, 3D print vouchers, the Breach introduction game, and commissions from the Gobbo, simply answer this question. Which army was placed at the top of the latest tier list, released in December 2021? Was it Orcs and Goblins?
Demon Legions?
Or Beast Herds?
To enter, simply send your answer to the following email address. PairedWeaponPodcast@gmail.com. That's the PairedWeaponPodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to include your name, contact details, and your answer. Check out the Masters Review Show on the Proxy Table Gaming YouTube channel shortly after the tournament itself.
Thanks to all our partners and sponsors.
And good luck.
See you later.